questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Khan of Islam page. Very welcome again to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host on this program, and with me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Nur Muhammadpour, and welcome to the program.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of gambling. Now, let's start with the definition of gambling according to Islam. What is gambling?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gambling or qimar has two conditions in order for qimar to be, you know, stipulated. First of all, it should be by and via playing.
Yes.
Okay. And second, it should be kind of betting, you know, embedded in that.
Yes.
So if you miss these two conditions, at least, of course, the point and the verdict that I'm mentioning here is actually from Ayatollah Khamenei. But generally speaking, you know that the qimar, according to scholars, have some conditions. You know that this qimar, in order to be have this kind of, gambling, we have to have this kind of betting, according to most of the scholars.
Yes.
And without that, it is not gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know that you can find different examples for that.
Yes.
And different forms for the, you know, gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that this is a very brief definition of gambling.
That's all right. Okay. Nowadays, when you take a look, for example, at the world, playing cards is one of the most outstanding, we can say, tools of gambling, especially in casinos. For example, they go to the casinos, they have casino tokens or the chips, the plastic circles, which we can say they have value, monetary value. Okay. They are bought, they are played. And all in all, the main purpose of playing cards might be, or other tools of gambling, might be of winning or losing some money. Is it at all allowed according to Islam or not?
You know that if the this kind of betting, as I mentioned, is over there, they have betting between those people who have this playing. In that case, gambling, is actually forbidden. But I need to emphasize that it has two conditions for that.
Okay.
And without that, we cannot say that, at least we cannot say that this is gambling. Maybe it has some other, you know, title which is forbidden, but without that, it is not gambling. But maybe other titles, for example, they cannot receive money by no effort has been done, which we call it aklul mal bil batil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which means without for vain, for nothing, you receive some money. Because according to Islam, if you want to receive some money, you have to have some business or trade or some kind of, you know, different forms, which are legal one. And to have and to put some effort in order to receive some money, to have some kind of production over there.
That's right.
But for nothing and for vain, which is battle, you cannot receive money. And I think it is rationally acceptable, because when you do not have any production, when you do not have any usage for the society and for other fellow human being, how do you want to receive some money, over there?
And if the money is not transacted, I mean, there is no financial, we can say, interest or income for that gambling, or for example, for that game, is it still allowed according to Islam or not? So, for example, we play cards, or we can say a Muslim play cards without considering any financial interest.
Yeah, you mean that without any betting? Over
Without any, yes.
You know, according to most of the scholars that I have checked, even playing with these gambling means, actually gambling tools, actually.
Of course, we call it gambling. They call it game. game tools. Okay.
Is again forbidden, because you know that in the verses of Noble Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talking about gambling. He said that يريد الشيطان أن يوغى بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر.
Yes.
Satan wanted to put enmity and hatred among you via wine and gambling. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهُ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ, and to prevent you from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from praying. You see?
Yes.
Because of this philosophy that mentioned in the verse of Noble Quran, even playing with tools of gambling again is forbidden, even without betting, which we call it in Islamic laws,
yes,
playing with the tools of gambling, mm-hmm, okay? Even without betting.
Yes.
Actually, it is not gamble itself, because it lose the conditions of ghimar and gambling, but still playing with these tools is forbidden, at least according to the obligatory precaution.
That's right. Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
You know what is important, even in the Western world, even in the non-Muslim lands, which is very much fond of gaming, gambling, you know, and playing, the case is that so many people are the victims nowadays of betting and gaming and gambling. They lose all their money in the gambling. They lose their family foundation, okay? So they are broken and they are bankrupt. And we can say they lose all the money that they have in these cases. And Islam has also warned the people about gambling and gaming and betting on different occasions, especially plays. Can you give us, an interpretation, or better say explanation, on the negative social effects of gambling, Sheikh?
You know that gambling has a lot of negative social effects on the society, mm-hmm, and on individuals. You see that, first of all, verse of Noble Quran talking about Maisir. Maisir is, you know, originated from the Yusr, yes, which means easily, without any effort has been put, you receive some money. And, you know, it is very destructive for the society. You see that it is very destructive for the society. It has no benefit for the society because there is no work has been done.
Yes.
There is no production has been done, okay, over there. And beside that, it causes a lot of hatred and animosity between people.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose your money, when you lose a lot of money in gambling, naturally it causes a lot of hatred within you.
Yes.
Okay? And it causes a lot of animosity between people.
Yes.
And I need to add to that, according to this verse, it prevents you from remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying.
Yes.
You know, gambler does not go for praying or for remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting in Allah, producing some work and some kind of, you know, positive role in society. All of these because of gambling. And you know that the most benefit of that goes to those people who have these kind of, places for specified for gambling, not for the people. And you know that because of this rational argument, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it forbidden for people to do that. I need to add this point that Islam is not against competition.
Mm-hmm.
It is very recommended to have competition if it has some kind of rational benefits. For example, different competitions, in different field of exercise. It is very much recommended.
But what is sure that according to so many studies, because so many people participate, we can say, in a gambling as a form of recreation, they want to earn a kind of income, or at least to win back what they have lost. So it brings a kind of behavioral addiction. Okay, it is like an addiction. For example, addiction to drugs, addiction to pornography, addiction to, we can say, sexual abuse or this and that. And gradually, in the brain of the people want to participate in a gaming or a gambling. And one day they will open their eyes and lose everything they have.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, the addiction and this point that you mentioned is one of the negative points of that.
But they say it is a kind of gift, isn't it, in Islam? In, according to Islam beliefs, there must be a difference between a gift, hadiyah, and, for example, income.
Yeah.
It is not a kind of, for example, gradual monthly income. You do not win money for that, isn't it?
You know that actually gift is not forbidden when somebody other side of the, you know, from outside the play, they go and give something for the people, it doesn't have any problem. Or for example, third side of the, I mean, third person out of the competition or play comes and puts some money, again, it is not betting. What is forbidden is betting over there without any reason. You lose your money because of this play, which we call it rehan, kind of, you know, betting between two side of the competition.
That's right.
You see that this kind of exercise that I mentioned, these are very beneficial for the society. And it's improved the social activity of people if they can, you know, have kind of this kind of, you know, archery or other kinds of sport. You find that they are very beneficial for the health of people.
Right.
And Islam is looking for the health of people.
Yes, health of mind and body.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mental health, physical health of people.
That's right.
And not to gain money out of nothing.
That's all right. Of course, according to so many, as I said, statistics, they show that the countries that have the greater amount of gambling activity in a given country, the more volatile that country's stock market prices are. It means that the people who participate in the gambling are somehow giving a kind of financial damage to the whole economic system of a country, because it is a fake money over there, and you know, the money that is transferred in these casinos day by day very much helps the wolves of Wall Street,
as it
is mentioned. That's right. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you talking about the tools of gambling, playing cards, and how gambling will affect a society and family foundation. It was very kind of you, and thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن